From the beginning, the Tumaini initiative was launched, and we have achieved a number of milestones. First, the launching formalized the acceptance of the request of President Kiir to President William Ruto, President of the Republic of Kenya, of the proposal to mediate between the government and the non-signatories opposition groups in South Sudan. The first achievement was the launching itself. As part of the launching also, President William Ruto and General Lazarus Sambeiwo organized immediately a meeting between President Kiir and the government delegation and the opposition leaders. It was the first movement that the two sides set, and actually we sat alone, we were left alone in the State House to discuss the situation. And in that meeting, President Kiir identified very clearly that the goal of the Tumaini initiative, Hope Initiative, is to rescue South Sudan. And that we, as the parties, we should not be sitting as enemies to each other, but rather as South Sudanese citizens and concerned only with rescuing the country. That was a very big breakthrough in terms of changing the mindset. In this Tumaini process, the discussion is not about power sharing. The discussion is not about what is my position, what is your position. The discussion is about how to rescue the country. All that have now been compiled by the mediators into 73, 76 pages document. I'm sure it is already in social media, and it is circulating among South Sudanese. You might have gone through it. And the parties in the last few days have been presenting their views on how that document have been received by the parties. I believe generally the parties have responded to the mediators that this document covers most of the issues that were discussed, identified the challenges and the problems, and recommended solutions to those challenges and problems.
The parties, like you said, for the last 3 days have been submitting their report back to the mediators in regards to this 73 or 76 page document, like you mentioned.
Yes.
After this, what next?
What next is the parties and the mediators have to now build on the report a comprehensive peace plan. A peace plan taking into consideration all the experiences that we've had. Part of that peace plan is how to transform the Tumaini Initiative into an inclusive national constitutional conference, which will bring more representative of our stakeholders, more representative of the political parties, both in the government and in the opposition, including those who are not present now in the negotiation. They have to be included.
So where will that happen? In South Sudan or somewhere in the region?
Let me finish the idea and then we come to where it will be. So that is that inclusive national constitutional conference will include the political parties and also outside the government and in the opposition, including outside the country. This is one category. But this national constitutional conference will not be limited to the political elites in the country, but rather must include our religious leaders, our traditional leaders, must include our women leaders, must include our youth leaders, must include our civil society leaders, including professional South Sudanese associations of, say, doctors, engineers, nurses, employees, as well as academicians inside the country and outside the country. And this inclusive national constitutional conference we are proposing as a compromise, we are proposing that it should take a hybrid form. One part, the initial first part of it, would be in Kenya, would be organized here in Kenya. And the second part will move into the country. Why we are suggesting that the first part be organized here in Kenya? Because at present moment, there is no conducive environment in the country that can allow that free and deep soul search to critique the situation we have and find solutions.
So basically,
to the
about
problem.
Civic space.
It is about lack of civil space in the country, lack of freedoms. That is why, to address this, we are proposing that the first part of the national and inclusive national constitutional conference be held here in Kenya. And we understand that the government of Kenya is open to this idea, and there are others who are also willing to support such an idea.
So when will that be? How soon?
This is subject to discussion.